Wonderful. Okay. We'll go ahead and get started. Roll call, please.
Bassler?
Present.
Heck? Metcalf?
Here.
Schmidt?
Here.
Hyland?
Here.
Westcott? And Scrooge?
Here. Six in attendance. Minutes of the previous meeting, January 19th, 2022. May I have a motion for their approval? And a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We have a specialist. Samantha, and I'm going to ask for help on the last one.
Santana Sonthikabon, but I will turn it over first to Amanda. Lynn's out of the office today, so Amanda, our Assistant Director of Recreation and Marketing, is here to introduce Santana to the board.
So we have a couple of Santana and his team to congratulate on a job well done in 2021. So,
one of us is
recognizing
your company. Oh, it's fun. My eyes are getting
bored. So, Santana, completely enough, Santana received the 2021 IASTCA Class 1A Girl Coach of the Year Award.
Woo! Woo!
Noah received the 2021 Capital Region Boys Tennis Player of the Year Award.
Wow!
Molly received the 2021 Capital Region Girl Tennis Player of the Year Award.
What? Congratulations. We are absolutely delighted for you, and thank you for representing our community and the Park District so well. So congratulations to each of you. That's a tremendous achievement for you guys. So thank you. Thank you. Congratulations.
We do have one extra special guest.
Okay.
Evelyn, would you like to introduce Lori to the board?
Yeah, so as you all know, Jill retired recently, so he's actually trained for Lori. From the zoo, she was a part-time zoo associate, but she has an extensive experience working in law firms, law secretaries, as well as with the city of Springfield. So it's actually a really good fit for us. And we're glad that it's great.
Welcome, Lori.
We'll be seeing her face at the meeting now.
We're delighted that you are with us and took the job, so thank you. Okay, with that, we can move on. Is there anybody who would like to address the board this evening? Okay. With that, committee reports. Very first thing on the agenda is to approve the intergovernmental agreement between the City of Springfield and the Springfield Park District regarding the relocation of the Leland Summer Kitchen. Derek, is there anything new to report?
So the city is still reviewing this. It's possible that it turns into an MOU rather than a true IGA. So it shouldn't prevent the board from taking action on this tonight. We would just say pending legal review.
No,
That's up to them how they want to handle it on our end. But for our end, I would recommend the board approve the MOU. It will still be all the spirit of what's in this agreement would be intact, but it could be an MOU rather than an IGA.
Okay, they're under deadline. Is that correct?
They are under deadline. We had a meeting with the mayor and the city engineer today. Things are continuing to come together. There's still a lot that has to happen between now and then, but they are continuing to make progress. They've sent some letters out today to some of the neighbors about some of the tree trimming they have to do in the area, and I think there's some upset people about that, so we would direct them to the city if they have concerns about that. We've talked about some concrete work. We've talked about the floodplain issues. But I think it's slowly coming together, but there's still a lot that has to happen, and the move date is 2 weeks from today.
So to approve this IGA, we don't need to do an amendment today. We just would need to put on an MOU later?
Well, I guess I may defer to legal on this, but my thought is that we would approve the IGA pending legal review. So at that point, the board's in agreement with the spirit of what we're trying to do, but if it ends up turning into an MOU, I don't see a problem.
I would agree. The terms would be substantially the same. We gave the city quite a lot of those.
So can the motion be to approve this as either an IGA or an MOU pending legal counsel review, final legal counsel review?
Yep.
Okay. So then I would need a motion to approve either an IGA or an MOU between the City of Springfield and the Springfield Park District pending legal review regarding the relocation of the Leland Summer Kitchen. May I have a motion to that effect? Thank you. And a second? Okay. I have a motion and a second. Is there anything else?
I would like to hear further on this letter and branch removal.
Okay.
So from what I understand, and the park district's not involved with this, the City of Springfield partnered with the Village of Leland Grove, and one or both, there was some type of a letter they put in the residents that live along Wiggins, basically the route that this summer kitchen is going to go. The summer kitchen, after they raise it up and put it on the cribbing, will be 27 foot tall. So we need the branches that overhang the streets need to be trimmed back. They're not taking out any trees, to my knowledge, but they're just trimming the trees out to allow this building to go down the street. And I think some of our board members...
Yeah, I mean, I get that. Right, right.
If trees are in the easement, the homeowner doesn't really have much to stand on.
No, I get it. And that's absolutely correct. And this would be, thank goodness, because it wouldn't necessarily come to us. They would have to go to the city. And,
right.
And the route that the house takes, you know, would also be between the summer kitchen people and the city and the village.
Right. We have no control of that. That's outside the scope of our relationship with the city.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Stick them on the mayor. Stick them on the mayor. Absolutely. This MOU, IGA, whatever it turns out being, would simply allow the city to really to do work on our property. I mean, it doesn't really address
how
it gets there. It addresses, just so we stay focused on what this is, you know, this just allows them to pour the concrete.
Placing it on our
yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Okay, thank you for all of that clarification.
Yep.
Good to know, though. I had not yet heard about that, so.
I just heard today. I called Gary.
Yeah.
We have a motion and a second. Does anybody else have any questions? Okay. Roll call, please.
Badger?
Aye.
Eck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
And Scrooge?
Aye. Six ayes and no nays. Finance Committee? CJ?
Derek, do you want to give any kind of update to the board on the
We have a guest here, Dan Forbes, who's no stranger to the Park District, but I'll first
turn
it over to Stephen. Would you like to do a kind of an intro, Stephen?
Yeah, we have, I
appreciate all your work, Dan.
Yes, thank you so much, and that is fantastic news. And I said this before, but kudos to all of our staff and to this board. I mean, we've worked together to try to get to this point, and now it's paying off in our bond rating and in the amount of debt service the district has to pay. So thank you so much.
One other thing I might add. It does show aggressive hard work and doing crutches on that. It's not like when you don't bring the dollars of hard work on you. You got to earn it, and you really should take credit and give your credit. So, thank you.
Thank you, Dan. We really, and we appreciate you coming back and helping us with this process. So, thank you.
let the formality of the motions that we're looking at. The first one is a motion to temporarily appoint Stephen as the treasurer of the board so he can execute various documents related to the bond. And then the last one, of course, would be the actual bond ordinance.
Okay. So may I have a motion to, do you want to read it, TJ?
Appoint Stephen H. Lesh as treasurer of the Board of Trustees of the Supreme Court Park District, Sangamon County, Illinois, pursuant to Section 4-8 of the Park District Code, as amended through the issuance of the Park District's general obligation limited tax bonds, Series 2022, and the receipt of the proceeds of such bonds by the Park District.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Okay.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Badger?
Aye.
Eck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
And Skrull?
Aye. 6 ayes and no nays. CJ, you want to... Is that what we expected, Stephen?
Was
that the amount that we...
No, we had originally 2.36, and that's what I thought.
I see.
So you know, it's 2.36.
See, we did get a little less.
You want me to make a motion for that amendment?
Please.
No, I don't need it. I have a measure right now. I can just read the 2 million.
Huh?
Yes.
Okay. Approved ordinance 1481-22. Providing for the issuance of approximately $2,460,000 in general obligation limited tax bonds through 2022 in the Supreme Court Park District, Sangamon County, Illinois, the payment of land condemned or purchased for parts for the building, maintaining, improving, and protecting the same and the existing land and facilities of said park district, and for the payment of the expenses incident thereto, providing for the levy of a direct annual tax to pay the principal interest on said bonds.
Motion and a second. Further discussion? Roll call, please.
Badger?
Aye.
Eck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
And Skrull?
Aye. 6 ayes and no nays. As a note, I think I was talking to Derek earlier today, and what we'd like to do is when we're ready to discuss the refrigeration system here, if it's all right with everybody, we'll call like a special committee meeting at everybody's convenience. I'll try to, you know, make sure everybody can be there. But I think it deserves its own meeting, and then we can sort of hash out, you know, what our options are, what does it cost, you know, how do we proceed from here. So is that okay with everybody? Okay. Thank you. Buildings and concessions, Mallory, isn't it?
That's
that you?
Yes, that's Robin.
All right, that's Robin. You're up, Robin. The life of the gym.
They are.
Tonight, we need to approve the design plans for the shelter on their urban bike trail. That is really exciting.
It is. It is. It's fine.
Would you like to talk any more about that shelter?
Basically, pretty much the whole design is to replace the shelter between 10 by 10, I think, some of the way.
Yeah.
Right outside the trail. To be accessible. Central Park Foundation is to do some fundraising efforts on that as well. Do you know, Henry Hawkins are 100% behind the project. We're working for a school and all those people on the next step of the construction of this CACC. We haven't invested in them yet. We did offer a high staff. So let's kind of play a higher level for the CACC.
What
was
the timetable on when we could get beyond the time and then get construction? What's maybe like a timetable on when it could be a reality?
I would like to do a spring construction, but if we're going to do it in-house, we're especially in our houses, some big new projects, and pump track and some other things like that. But we'll ship away at this and get her done this year.
Probably depends more on their fundraising efforts, right?
Yeah.
Once they get funded.
Do we have some specific design
plans we need
to?
We do, yeah. That was at the end of board packet. I've got an extra copy if you'd like to see it, Robin.
Do you need to read something about it?
Nope. You can just read that motion right off the agenda if you'd like.
Okay. I would make a motion at this time to approve the design plans for the shelter on the interurban bike trail that were included in the board packet.
Great, thank you. And a second? Thank you. We have a second. Roll call.
Badger.
Aye.
Hess.
Aye.
Metcalf. Schmidt.
Aye.
Tylan.
Aye.
And West. Scroll.
Aye, six ayes and no nays. Okay, we need to authorize Ordinance 1482-22, authorizing the disposition or sale of personal property. Derek, you want to...
There were two items on this. One is the an old police vehicle that had been used as a ranger car. We have leasing a new vehicle, so that one is past its useful life, so we're going to surplus it and we'll put it on the I-bid. The other one is the old Santa House on the North Grand. We talked about this during the budget process last week, that we're going to be including in the budget a mobile Santa House. So at that point, the old Santa House, we'd surplus it. Maybe we get somebody to bid for it. If not, we would tear it down at that point.
I kind of want it. I'm not
going to hold it. I don't know that we'll make the move, but...
All right, so may I have a motion for that? Do I have a motion yet?
No.
May I have a motion for that ordinance?
Second.
Thank you, motion and a second. Further discussion? Roll call?
Badger?
Aye.
Heck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
And Scroll?
Aye. Six ayes and no nays. The next is that the board now has a position on the Economic Development Council with all the new hip stuff that went through. The Economic Development Council, one of their jobs is to review those projects. They are not a rule or voting body, but it is a recommendation in that review. So I wanted to throw that open to the board. I would certainly be interested in doing it. Well, I much appreciated it. I didn't want to just, you know, I wanted to throw it open. I wanted to see if anybody else wanted to do it. I know, I'm going to ask, when the meeting's over, I'm going to go check that out. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I guess, may I have a motion to that effect? And a second. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And I abstain for the record. I didn't think I should vote on myself. Thank you, guys. We also need to approve the statement of claims and visa bills for the month. May I have a motion? Thank you. And a second? I have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Badger?
Aye.
Eck?
Aye.
Metcalf?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Tylan?
Aye.
And Scrooge?
Aye. Six ayes and no nays. It's this Friday night, correct?
Friday night.
As a reminder, the
Employee Appreciation Dinner.
Is this what time?
Mandy, do you remember the time?
sorry, not to put you on the spot. We'll send out a reminder to the board.
You please do.
Yeah.
Maybe a test. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, I just wanted to make sure everybody remembered that it's this Friday night. With that, may I have a motion to adjourn? And a second? All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Any opposed?